Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mays. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Beckert moves to third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemens moves to third. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a fly ball into left field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemens scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Alou steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bolin. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Bolin steals second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Santo. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Alou steals second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller is walked intentionally. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolin hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Hart reaches second base with a double. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landrum, who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Hart scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haller moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield scores. It's 7-4, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart strikes out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clemens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Clemens moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.